The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Abi Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, viewers of Madani Channel, once narrated from our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most beloved, being unto us more than ourselves, our wealth, our children, our properties, sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, that he said, the one who sent durood unto him once, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal will shower him with 10 special mercy. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I once again welcome you to the episode by the title The Path of Knowledge, wherein we are exploring the importance of knowledge, the definition of knowledge, the virtue of knowledge, the etiquettes of knowledge, the manners of knowledge, the requirement of knowledge. It's a vast, you know, they say al-ilm kal-bahar. Knowledge is like a sea, whereby the one who is trending in that sea, he does not see its shores. You just able to keep on learning knowledge. And let me to start off by saying that knowledge is very, very important. Much, let me say that Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal had given us, we children of Adam, two pairs, two forms of minerals. There is one, the mineral which comes from the dunya, like the one which comes from our minds, we know them. These ones, everybody, we know all of this. The diamond, the gold, the silver, and all this we are aware of. But the one which is important, they are the minerals. You see, if we look at these minerals, as we said, that there are two types of minerals. There are the minerals which are found in this dunya, and there are minerals which are not found in this dunya, which comes from the heaven itself. So now, the ones which are coming from this dunya are not important than the ones which are coming from the heaven. The one which comes from this dunya, they are those which benefit our bodies. And from them, you know, our nafs can derive a temporary pleasure. But as for the one that are coming from the heaven, they are the true minerals, which are the minerals of the soul. What am I saying, or what am I talking about, except that the minerals which are coming from the dunya, we've got gold and silver, and from the ocean, from the sea, يَخْرُجُ مِنْهُمَا لُؤْلُؤُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ لُؤْلُؤُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ, you know, pearls, rubies, and all these emanating from the sea, and some they are coming from our minds, like people, they have got the mines of diamond, the mines of gold, and some of silver, etc. And if one possesses a mine of any of these precious stones, then he is considered rich. In the dunyawi terminology, people, they honor him, people, they respect him. But today I am going to tell you about a secret, one of the most important mineral, which only the fortunate are the ones who possess it. This mineral, it is called ilm, knowledge. In this episode, what I want to discuss with you today, it is regarding the credibility and to clear the misconception that people normally refer to knowledge and they talk about knowledge of this dunya. I want people to know that when we talk about ilm, knowledge, we are not talking about the ilm of this dunya. Of course, ilm of this dunya, I'm not divorcing unto it. Pay attentiveness into this fact. Knowledge of this physical knowledge is very, very important. It is well commanded. But I want people to know that the knowledge which Allah and His Rasul talk about, it is the Islamic knowledge. Of course, we're not denouncing this academical knowledge, because academical knowledge, somehow, if we put good intention, it will help us to understand Islam better. It must not be the primary objective. This is the secondary or tertiary objective. But the primary objective, it is the knowledge of Wahi, which we are talking about. This is the episode which I'm talking about. When we say the path of knowledge, we're not talking about any path of knowledge of geography. Or this is, of course, if we do it in the perimeter of the Quran, whereby we study our land and our environment to improve it and to improve our nafs, this knowledge becomes also praiseworthy in Sharia. But what I'm talking about, that when we talk about knowledge, which knowledge are we discussing? When Allah is talking about knowledge, which knowledge is He discussing? When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking about knowledge, which knowledge is He discussing? When the ulama are urging people to learn knowledge, which knowledge are they urging people unto, to discuss unto? So this is where we are today. Today, only this episode, allow me to go into in Islamic, yani, nususul islamiyya, the Islamic text, and try to scrutinize each and everyone and to dissect them so that we come to know which knowledge, dear Quran, which you are talking, which knowledge, dear Hadith, which you are talking. Because from Quran and the Hadith, Sharia emanate. So without wasting much of your time, today we shall look at the verses of the Quran. But in this episode, I'm not talking about the fadwa'il, the virtues, no. It's only that I want to give the proofs to for us to understand that the knowledge which Allah is talking specifically, it is the knowledge of Wahi, the knowledge of revelation. From the Quran, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal said that, translation from Kanzul Iman, is bearing a witness that there is none worth of worship except Him, together with His Malaika and the people of knowledge. Now, I'm just pointing you that which knowledge is He talking about? Which knowledge is Allah giving witness unto? Is it the knowledge of driving car? No. Is it the knowledge of which, you know, nowadays I'm putting this knowledge like, you know, because people, they drifted them out from the Islamic notion. Like nowadays, academical knowledge, they're standing on their own. And Islamic knowledge is standing on their own. But the true notion is that we as Muslims, we know that academic and Islamic, they are combined as together. All this, they must help us to understand our Creator, to understand our environment. But now when people, they started to divide between Islamic knowledge and academic knowledge, that's when we say that whenever any virtue, any fable is going to take precedence or to be given any preference, the preference will go to the Islamic studies. Now, you can see from these verses that Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal is bearing witness Himself and His angels. We shall explain this verse later on when we explain the virtues of knowledge. But nevertheless, on what? On the fact that there is none worth of worship except Allah. And from this we understand that, so the knowledge which Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal is putting the angels and the people of knowledge together, it is that they are unanimous in the unity of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal and the degree, the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. So this verse is clear that the knowledge which we talk about here, it is the knowledge of the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. The Sufi, they say that it is knowledge of ma'arifa, to recognize Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. Some they say that it is the knowledge of fearing Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, as He should be feared. Then number two, another verse from the Holy Quran, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal said told us that inna ma yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama'u, with a dhamma, ulama'u. Inna ma yakhsha Allah, with a fatha, min ibadihi, from His servants, al-ulama'u, the people of knowledge. What I am putting this verse in front of you, the viewers, and in front of myself is that to us to know which knowledge the Quran is pointing unto. So the true knowledge which it is praising is that knowledge, whether if it is of geography now, or of accounts, or of mathematics, but if that knowledge is giving you to have the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, this is the knowledge which is praiseworthy. Innama yakhsha Allah. Those people who fear Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, min ibadihi, from His servants, al ulama'u, they are the people who have good knowledge. So that knowledge which makes them to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the knowledge which is praised. Al ilmul mahmud, the knowledge which is praised. Wal ilmul ma'amur, the knowledge which is commanded us that it is compulsory to know. Then, qala Allah ta'ala fi surah Taha, say, O Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, increase me in knowledge. So which knowledge here is being talking about? It is the knowledge of al-Sharia, the knowledge of Islam. The knowledge of yani knowing Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal. We are only trying to have got yani some snapshot in this in the entire Quran. I'm not going to go into nitty gritty, but we just have got to yani to select some few verses and we try to point that the knowledge which Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal is putting in front of us, it is the knowledge of Sharia, that if we grasp it, then we are from the people who are praised, and we will say that we have attained that which is farad. Whenever you find the term knowledge in the Quran or in the Hadith, yani huwa ilmu shar'i, it is ilmu shar'i, the knowledge of the Sharia. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us to understand the importance of this knowledge, and that it is commanded unto us, and this is the knowledge which is incompulsory. For one and all to go and seek outside there. But now, if we go to the hadith, we find that not only in the Quran, because henceforth I've been selected from the Quran, now allow us to hear from the hadith. Why we first of all take from the Quran, then we go to the hadith? All these are part of ilm wahi and the knowledge of revelation. We are told in the whole Quran vividly that وَمَا يَنْتِقُ أَنِ الْهَوَى. Our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not speak from whims and dreams. In huwa illa wahyun yuha, it is nothing except revelation which was revealed unto him by Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal. So from among the ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this hadith which says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ala utitu al-Quran," I was given the Quran, "wa mithlahu," is something similar to it, ma'an, together. "Ala utitu al-Quran," I was given the Quran, "wa mithlahu," is something similar to it, ma'a, together. Ma'ahu, together with it. So the ahadith is very, very important. It is the second source of Sharia. Whenever we listen to the Quran, we go and try to listen from the ahadith. You find that the ahadith, they will explain the Quran. And that's why there is what we call tafsir al-ma'athur. The tafsir bil-ma'athur. To do tafsir with the verses of the Quran, with the ahadith, with the sayings of the a'imma, with the sayings of the sahaba, and the list goes on. So from ahadith, which knowledge the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to praise, and Yunus bin Yazid, on the authority of Yunus bin Yazid, and Humaid ibn Abdul Rahman, on the authority of Humaid, the son of Abdul Rahman, Sami'itu Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan, on the authority of the Sahaba by the name of Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan, the son of Abu Sufyan. Muawiyah is a well-known Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sami'itu Rasulallahi, I heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqulu, he was saying, may yuridillahu bihi khayran, if Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal willed good for somebody, yufaqihu fid din, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal will give him the understanding of religion, the knowledge which is being praiseworthy. It is the understanding, the ma'arifa of deen. Even if the mathematics or the accounts and geography is making you to understand religion, then this is part of knowledge which we are talking about. But in this episode, I'm not trying to be an academical dissident. Just say it again. We Muslims are not academical dissidents, but we are the academical pioneers. What we are saying is that only the knowledge which we are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is this knowledge of al-wahi. But from it, you know, these sub other branches like mathematics, if you want to go like algebra, mastermind, you find also in the Quran, you find that mathematics is there. But these things, they are not divided from the knowledge which will take away us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any knowledge which bring us to the closeness of Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal. It is this knowledge which we pray Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal that He must give us. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, Inna al-ulama, verily, the knowledge, the scholars, they are the inheritors of the prophets. So the prophets were not teaching about any to be pilots and to be all this. It's encouraged, you know. These are the ilmu mahmud if one does it with good intention. But the knowledge which we are being putting focus, yani, is on the knowledge of Sharia. So the scholars are the wirtha, they are the inheritors of al-anbiya, of the prophets. So from this, we understand, because the hadith is a long one, it goes on and says that innal anbiya, verily the anbiya, lam yuwarrithu dinaran wala dirhama, they never left for anybody the dinar nor the dirhama, innama warrathul ilma, they left for us the legacy of knowledge. So from this, is we said that it is from Abu Dawood. It's hadith number 3641 in the book of Imam Abu Dawood. And if you check the reference in Imam At-Tirmidhi, you find that it's hadith number 2682. And if you go to Imam the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, you will find it also that this hadith, it is collected in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. وعن مجاهد on the authority of مجاهد عن ابن عباس on the authority of the son of عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما Allah be pleased with them فقيه واحد أشد على الشيطان من ألف عابد what in a hadith فقيه واحد one learned scholar one understanding scholar أشد على الشيطان is more severe unto شيطان min alf abidin, then 1,000 worshippers without knowledge. The poet said, Kabirul Fasad, the pinnacle of destruction. Alimun mutahattikun, it's a knowledgeable person who acts in contrary to his knowledge. Wa akbaru minha, but the highest pinnacle of mischief. Abidun, it's a worshipper. With jahilun, ignorant, mutanassikun, but he is worshipping. He is ignorant, but he is worshipping. He goes to salah, he does not know the fara'id of salah. So this is what you show us, that this knowledge which we are talking about, which make one to be strong on shaitan to mislead, it is the ilm of deen. Otherwise, there are some other knowledge which increase not in knowledge, but in ignorance. So from this we understand that this is the importance also of seeking knowledge. An Abi Huraira, the giant of the narrators, Abu Huraira, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, an in Nabi Muhammadin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ad-dunya mal'unatun, the dunya is cursed. The dunya is cursed. Mal'unun ma fiha, and each and everything in the dunya is despised. And it is something which is lowered, you know. It does not have good qima, yani it is good, does not have good value. It does not have a value. وَمَلْعُونٌ مَا فِيهَا and whatever it is in the dunya, does not have good value. إِلَّا except, there are some exceptions. ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ the dhikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. وَمَا وَالَاهُ and anything which have got to do with the dhikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. وَآلِمٌ and a scholar. وَآلِمٌ a scholar. ومتعلم and a student of knowledge. رواه الترمذي. This hadith was narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi. وقال حديث حسن. He said that this is a hadith حسن. So this is one of this hadith which he said it's hadith حسن. With that the dunya's case is the dhikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal and a scholar and a student. كن عالما be a scholar. أو متعلما or a student. أو مستمعا if you can be a listener. أو محبًا if you can be a somebody who love knowledge. ولا تكون خامسًا don't be the fifth, you'll be destroyed. So we conclude by saying that this all have got to do with knowledge, which we say that it is praiseworthy. We heard from this episode, after defining what is knowledge, then we did go on to explain which knowledge we talk about, then we come to conclusion that it is the knowledge of wahi. May Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal open for us the doors of knowledge. Allahumma ftah alayna hikmataka. Open, O Allah, for us the doors of your secret, of your wisdom. Wanshur alayna rahmataka ya dhal jalal wal ikram. And spread into us, unto us, your mercy, O the possessor of nobility and honor. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path.